everybody, and welcome to Roms Over Baghdad. I'm Albie. This is Pop. Mary. Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to the show on this, the 22nd of May, 2022. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. No, I still haven't sent in the audio for the last one to you.
You should really get on that, you know? I mean...
No. It's on my desktop. That's probably... it's just... Next to my gets an impact icon.
That's not a good place for it. You gotta move that little bit off for me.
And the icon has Paimon on it, so it sucks. Then.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't expecting that for some reason. I don't know.
I mean, you know, I like to keep my icons in separate areas. You know,
she's
separate
fine.
Them on a wall.
I hate how people shit on her English voice acting. Which I think is great, because it's way better than the Japanese voice acting, which is just, like, super hyper moe voice acting, while the English voice acting is pretty good, because it's so fucking sarcastic. It's great.
Yeah, she gets sassy.
Right.
It's
yeah,
nice.
She gets...
She's not just cutesy moe. Yeah.
But also, the character just sucks, though. Anyways.
Well, what if I like cutesy moe, though? You know?
That's
then you
fine.
Can put it on the Japanese voice acting.
That's fair.
Or the Chinese. I don't even know how she sounds in that. She's probably great.
Probably.
Need to rank me the different voice actors for Paimon.
Yeah, I'll try the Korean voice acting. That's probably fine.
Oh.
I did that once, I think. Maybe. Anyways.
You've gone down a dark path. How's the German voice acting, though?
It doesn't have any.
That's it.
It's just Asian. It's just Asian countries and then also English.
Okay.
Because it's a Chinese game.
No French? Okay.
No.
Scandinavian?
No.
That's how I played the first Uncharted game for some reason. I put it in Swedish because it was an option. They sounded like they were singing. They were rhymy. I don't know. It's just the way the language is, I guess. Do 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 do. Like there's.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm probably being offensive right now.
You mean Swedish Chef? Is that what you're doing?
A little bit. Like that's actually what it's when you don't know what they're saying. It does turn into the Swedish Chef, and you feel bad, but also you laugh.
I mean, I wish my native language sounded like what the Swedish Chef was doing. So, you know.
Is this a joke? I can't tell or not. Like, did you really play Uncharted 1 with Swedish voice acting?
Yes.
Because
it was weird. I was like,
so
why is this here?
Weird, Mary.
Did you bootleg it or something?
No, it was like that PS4 collection or whatever. And it was on there. It was on the disc. So I was like, well, okay.
But why?
Because it was there. That's why.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. It was weird. I was like, oh, that's neat.
Did you just have that much space on the disc? Like,
I guess so, yeah.
That's not every language we had for this.
Yeah. May as well. Let's fill up the Blu-ray.
Okay. Transition host?
Yeah.
Speaking of the Uncharted movie, I watched the Uncharted movie yesterday.
Oh, you did?
It's... bad.
I heard that.
It's not good. Spider-Man doesn't do a good job in it.
Ha.
The guy from that one thing.
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
And his Funky Bunch.
He doesn't do a good job in it.
Oh.
It's a shame.
Weird.
It is weird. I hear good things about that Chippendale Rescue Rangers, which is
yeah,
also...
I watched half of that yesterday. I didn't get to finish it, but it was
should have watched that instead. I want to see Bad Sonic. That's all I want to see. That's
oh,
what I'm there
he's
for.
Pretty good in it. That's pretty good. I don't want to spoil anything. There's a lot of pretty good moments in there.
Video game movies. They're
like,
all right.
And it's weird. They put whatever. Like, I haven't seen Space Jam 2, but they put, like, everything in there. Like, supposedly that. But, like, the Coca-Cola bear is in the movie for some reason. And he's evil. Spoilers, I guess, but
never did trust that polar bear.
Yeah, you know? Fuck them. They're going extinct anyways. Thanks us for destroying the Earth.
Thanks, Coke.
Thanks
Coca-Cola. They had a hand in this. Don't put them off. They had a hand of it. We're never getting that Coke sponsorship.
For once, it wasn't Pepsi.
Wow. Wow. Well, speaking of television shows, movies, let's open with the banger of the evening, folks. Let's start with Halo, the television show.
Can we not?
I called it, you guys. I said they were going to make the Halo man bone, and he did. So there you go.
I feel like we already kind of, me and Pop have already had this yelling at each other over like how bad it is. I just want to say it's worse than you think it is. If you think you can go into this thing and play around and be like, oh, I like bad shows. I like Birdemic. I've watched The Room. I know really bad shows. You're gonna walk in this thing.
Bad like that, though.
Yes, it's very bad in a way that's like not fun. It's not funny bad. It's like bad.
Cortana, you're tearing me apart.
So the weirdest thing about that sex scene, right, is that like it's Master Chief and his lady. Spoilers, right?
Is it the Covenant lady that you guys were talking about?
We talked about this basically as soon as she was introduced. But then it's like it has a cutaway moment where it's just Cortana looking on at what's happening. It's one of the strangest, darkest, weirdest things I've ever seen in a TV show.
Like, what kind of face is she making? Is she like?
Describe it. It's like the most.
Or is she disapproving?
No.
Is she like a mom that walked in?
I can't describe the face. I've wanted to find that face.
Is it like the Mona Lisa, where you're just supposed to interpret it as you will?
I actually had to look away during this scene. It was so cringe, so I couldn't. My memory blanked it out. I just can't remember what her face really looked like.
Not me. I typed Cortana NTR into Google, and I got a link.
Okay. Give me that link. Let's see this link.
I want to see.
Twitch. ROMs. Twitch.tv/ROMs.
Twitch.tv.
Are you streaming this?
Yes. I'm apparently the only person with it open.
That's
so.
Probably guys didn't.
Responsible.
Guys probably didn't promote it, so it's her fault.
Hey, that's my. Okay, I can only do so much here.
Right.
Oh, it's so bad.
She looks upset.
She looks betrayed,
actually. She's like, oh no. Why? How could you? I'm a little sad puppy dog. That's the energy she's giving. Like, her lip is trembling and stuff, too. This is weird.
It's so uncomfortable in a way that is not fun. And it's like, how do I win this?
It's labeled Cortana NTR sad. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not wrong, you know? I mean, let's be honest here. It's not wrong. I mean, it's not wrong. Listen.
I hate the internet. I'm sorry.
And, like, the worst part about it is it's a poorly done sex scene. Like, you don't show anything at all other than just, like, touching their bodies. It's like, I mean, obviously, I don't know. If you're going to do it, go all the way. At least show some thrusting or something. I don't know.
Just go all the way, damn it. Come on.
Make it clear they fuck, not just ambiguous. I don't know. I mean, that's like what? That was episode 7? Or something?
It was like the 8th episode right after.
Episode 7, and by that point, I completely didn't care. I clearly didn't care by episode 5, but by that point I had no faith that they would redeem Master Chief at all as a character. So hey, if he's gonna fuck the Covenant lady, which is like probably the best character in the whole show, might as well. I mean, fuck it, it's not my Master Chief, so I don't care. Not my
just, I just
hashtag not my Master Chief.
He would never NTR Cortana like that.
Never. And then I just want to make sure. I just put that face playing on repeat.
That's good.
Just on the stream. Just
I
want to
just
make
saw
sure.
It.
Good.
Just Everybody needs sure. to see.
There we go. I put it down in the right corner. Just see. And it, the weird thing, too, is like in that scene, right? And it goes out.
Let's keep talking about
it. And it's like
it.
The most weird groomer thing where it's like, then you just see Halsey there and getting like a report that Master Chief got some action. It's just like, what the fuck is going on in this show, man? Who wrote this? Who? I've watched a lot of bad sci-fi. Listen, I've been here for some bad sci-fi. This is probably the worst sci-fi show I've ever seen. And that's saying something. I watched the Sci-Fi Channel almost nightly for a while there. I watched
Quantum
some
Leap.
Bad stuff.
Say that.
I watched Quantum Leap this week.
Quantum
Great
Leap
show.
Is good. Yeah.
Tremendous. Very excited about season new season of Quantum Leap coming out. Very excited about it. Halo television show is trash. Reportedly trash from me to you. Poor writing. I guess the visuals are good. There's some good music. Some good set design, costumes, that kind of stuff. The plot, the characters, the story, everything you come to a television show for, a disaster. For like a millions and millions of dollars just flushed in a way that's just shocking. That's what I mean. That's my hot take. I could write this show better. That's what I'm saying. And I suck. So I don't know.
I think I might finally start it now that it's over. Sorry.
I'd be curious.
I have a bunch of laundry to do, so
sorry.
James Prime for that.
If you make it through that one scene, by the time you get to episode 8 or 7, and you get through there, God bless you.
Go ahead.
I got no, I'm ready for you to go. I want to hear more.
No.
I'm emptied out. That's all the rage I had left. I got it all out. I said what I needed to say.
Well, I know this is kind of spoilers or whatever, but how did the season end? Like, was that part good or no? I'm gonna guess no, but
how did the season end? I think I've blanked this out too. What was the actual ending of the show?
What kind of like a cliffhanger, that makes sense. It's Halo. Okay, sure. They do that in the games. That would be faithful.
Oh, right.
Sure,
okay.
But
okay. I sort of, okay.
What do they do? What do they do? Nothing.
I'm trying to remember.
You guys don't stop talking. I can't say anything.
Go ahead.
Hey. So what the last episode is, the ultimate twist is that Halsey's basically evil. So she's using the Spartans as her own personal army. So The last episode is spoilers, I guess. Last episode is basically Halsey trying to capture Master Chief using the other Spartans who haven't took out their chips. But Master Chief managed to convince the other Spartans that Halsey's evil. So they shoot down Halsey. So Halsey's trying to escape on a ship. They shoot her down. She escapes. But by that point, though, the Covenant Lady escaped with the artifact. So the Spartans now need to go get the artifact. They were originally going to send like 10,000 Marines or whatever to Covenant space for the first time ever. But then Master Chief's like, "Fuck that! We'll go on our own. Us four Spartans." So they
We got this.
It's fine with the Pelican. Apparently, can just travel through space or whatever. So they go to the Covenant. Somehow knew where they were at, the Covenant, the artifact, go there, they fight a bunch of Covenants, in this battle, but the Covenant Lady, prophets were going to turn on the Covenant Lady used the artifact to try to escape, her and Master Chief got stuck in the artifact world, I'm not going to explain that part, but then,
it's a whole thing,
because of that, John was in a trance and wasn't helping out in battle. So then, one Spartan lady killed the Covenant Lady. So then John got out of the world. They were going to all die because there was like 10,000 elites rushing them or whatever. So then Cortana's like, Chief, let me control you. I can get us all out if you let me control you. And so then Cortana takes over as Chief.
What?
And they manage to escape all the Spartans with the artifact. On the Pelican home, one of the Spartans asks Master Chief, John, are you in there? And then the show ends.
It's so bad.
Maybe.
That sounds really dumb.
Master Chief might be dead, you guys. Might just be Cortana now.
I don't
now.
Think so.
What? Why, what are you talking about?
Also, to be honest with you.
So stupid. I don't know.
Let's be honest, though. Like, the whole, like, I don't know why she had to take over Master Chief. Because, like, she doesn't really save them. The Pelican coming in using bombs at the end kind of saves them. Like, Cortana Master Chief only kills, like, 10 elites.
Albie, did you see her use dual-wield plasma pistols?
She did dual-wield plasma pistols at the end.
I don't think John can do that.
And they did do the fucking stupid Doom first-person camera angle stuff. Yeah.
That's fine.
Just to make sure you see,
oh boy,
like,
fun.
Really in there in the action. All right, you know?
Well, I was
it's
about
a video
to say,
game.
When you were talking about, like, oh, he's taking the Pelican with a group of four other Spartans and they're going to, like, raid a Covenant ship, I was like, oh, this actually sounds kind of like the video game. This sounds like something that might happen. But that's funny that they go the whole, like, no, this is the video game part, you guys. Show it in first person. That's really dumb.
Welcome to the video game, guys. Ready?
They did it in the first episode. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. They do it a couple times.
Okay.
You know, whenever they actually have Master Chief put his fucking helmet on. Oh, that's what I was saying.
Oh, that would be kind of cool if whenever he actually did have on his helmet. It would only be in first person.
So, like,
if
that would be kind of neat.
If only.
So, like, 20 minutes out of the whole first season.
I mean, that's a good amount of
if only
effects. That would at least be kind of neat and, like, artistic or whatever. But
yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice.
Also, you know? The last battle is the worst. There's like three battles in the whole fucking first season. And, like, the last one was clearly the worst. You could tell, like, the CG was getting worse and worse as the show kept going on.
Mm.
It wasn't good.
Kind of like the anime effect, where, like, the first few episodes are real good, but then as the season goes on, the budget gets kind of whittled.
You get bogged down and you're behind, and yeah.
I don't know if everybody froze. I'm sorry. Everybody stopped for a second for me. Everybody good? Okay.
No.
It's hard for me to tell, like, clearly on my thoughts, like, qualitatively wise. Like, because I haven't watched regular American television in over 10 years. I don't know what's happening anymore. But it's like, and I'm biased as hell. I'm a huge Halo fan, or used to be at least. And I'm like, I can't tell if this show is good, but I know I didn't enjoy it ever, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's, like, bad, but and it's, like, bad, but it's, like, most of the time it was fucking boring, too.
It's bad in a bad way, right?
In the later parts, it was bad, but kind of in a fun way because of how outlandish it was. But earlier on, it was this very boring, like, petty drama, and like time wasted on this girl and this other planet that was useless to the plot.
Don't talk about my girl Quan like that.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up Quan, the person everybody fucking hates.
I don't really care. Honestly, I want to blank her from my memory. I don't know why in the good Lord they put her in this show. If I was that actress, I'd be like, man, I got really messed up by my agent on this one. Because now everybody hates me. I'm going to get no more roles ever in this business.
Well, you get to be the protector of the shield world ring portal and the subplot and the B plot of the Halo TV show. Would you want to be her?
I mean, she I can understand, like, the people making the show wanting to have, like, more roles for women in it, but...
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like they did it.
I mean, the one well. One great thing about the show is obviously the diversity of the cast. Is one of the prominent main casts, is or supporting cast, whatever it's technically called, is an Indian woman, I think, is her nationality. There's plenty of lots of black people and just women. Like half the Spartans are women. So it's definitely neat that diversity in the show, but sadly none of the characters are good, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like they can do that and be cool, but if you're just throwing stuff together, that's not great.
Yeah, they didn't give them any work, right? Like it's good that they're all very talented, I think, actors wise.
I think.
Even Master Chief himself, who I think needs to keep his fucking helmet on. I think he's a pretty good actor, really. But
I think he was just a good looking dude, and that's all the qualifications they needed.
He's got a good. He has to have a good butt. I mean, that's the main thing we want from Master Chief, right?
Exactly.
Be honest. But no, really. I mean, at the end of the day, I think they are all very good actors, probably. But the material they give them to work with in the show is just like, who wrote this? There are moments where it's just a lot of explaining what the last scene just happened was. Mm. You know, like a lot of that. A lot of like, hey, we found this thing. I'm going to tell you about us finding this thing. It's like, come on, guys.
Hey, I got over my indoctrination, Albi. So can her.
That's the one. That's a fucking lying Master Chief says straight up to somebody's face. And I had to look Plopkins in the eye after that, trying to tell him to keep watching this show. I want you to know how hard that was.
Fucking Master Chief bringing up indoctrination. It's like, ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
It's like, and then like all the fascist government people are all like, how could we possibly do the Flash cloning kids after we kidnapped them thing? It's like, y'all, what kind of government you think you're living in?
Like how the book series or the game canon book series are like, they use Flash cloning as the reason why they had kids become soldiers. And they use that for an excuse for why it happened. The TV show looked at that plot point and used it as a justification for the whole fucking storyline, for the UNSC. Like they kept bringing it up like every single fucking episode for like justifications for like why Master Chief turned on the UNSC, and it's so fucking just bad for many reasons. Like one, none of us. Like, why would anybody fucking care about this? Like, they didn't set up any of this, like, to give us any, like, I don't know, reasons to care about any of this, and just and just use that as an excuse for Master Chief to, like, fuck up, be a traitor for, like, the whole series.
I think the real thing is, it never felt like a world where, it felt like a TV show. It never felt like they were trying to build a world in terms of, like, how people would react. It felt like they had read, like, the book on that. But it's like, hey, I know about Flash cloning. That's in this, right? Let's use that as our main kind of kicking off point. But it never felt cohesively established in a world where it's like, of course people would know about this. Like, I don't understand. It's so weird. I don't know how to say that without being weird.
Well, I know, like, a lot of people, when they've talked about the Halo lore and, like, the game's stories, they talk about how, like, oh, well, this child soldier thing is super messed up. They should really explore that more. And I guess they tried to, but they were just super heavy-handed and not that complicated with it when they should have been.
Definitely, and, like, maybe it's probably just an expectation thing where all the book series and game series is obviously military focus. That's where most of the drama comes from with the war with the Covenant. While this show wanted to do much of all the drama, they wanted it between humans, so that's why they wanted to obviously use the Flash cloning part and kidnapping and kill children as the main drama. And the excuse for why Dr. Halsey is fucking evil, apparently. Instead of in the book series, he's morally gray, whatever. But now he's fucking
more just pragmatic. Yeah. Like, this is what we need to do to save humanity. And so, but now she's just like a cartoon villain.
Evil.
That's lame.
Cartoon villain. She wants to advance humility.
Did they turn her into Gendo from Evangelion or something?
Yeah, kind of. Honestly, kind of Gendo. Sure.
Okay.
She even has an assistant, so that kind of...
They just ripped that off.
Yeah, kind of. You know, kind of Gendo.
She's trying to do human instrumentality or whatever, basically.
I just think often you can explore those topics of, like, child's... Like, from... The more interesting thing is, like, hey, this is a world that made that, you know? Like, don't go, like, super heavy on it. Explore it as, like... The whole story revolves around it. Instead, maybe it should revolve around something else, and you sort of build towards that, right? Build
yeah,
towards
like that
those kind of thing.
Yeah, should be a kind of lore background thing.
Yeah,
or like, if you are going to make it the main focus, maybe do it better. I don't know.
It's just so insane how they made how when Halsey literally like said that humanity needs to advance, but humans are the one who's bringing us down. And it's just... So fucking cringe, man. It's just like,
yeah.
And oh, like, and like, tough. Sorry, go ahead.
No,
I just hate it because they, Dr. Halsey was definitely the standout character for most of the fucking series because he was kind of interesting with how her viewpoints were. But obviously by the end, she was like, because in the book series, she loved Spartans pretty much. She wouldn't fucking turn them against each other, like she literally did in the TV series.
Oh, she was more like their mom or whatever.
Exactly.
Basically.
And,
yeah.
and she acted like in TV series, but not in the mom way of loving them, but in the mom way of controlling them, using them as tools. That's what they did in the TV series, and just that drew. The worst thing they did, definitely for me, is ruin Dr. Halsey.
True.
Made her into a bad character. Like everybody
really,
else.
The whole Spartan program is just, like, weird.
Eh.
You only see 4 Spartans. It doesn't feel like a cohesive piece of the UNSC. It's just like, what are we doing? Oh, God, Mary's gone.
But, like, yeah, like, by that time, I'm assuming Spartan 3s are happening and stuff, like, but they don't mention any of that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Only Spartan 2s exist, but by then, Spartan 3 should exist. Though they're more of a secret project that Dr. Halsey wasn't a part of, actually, so maybe they wouldn't bring them up. So, and Spartan 4 is going to happen until, I think, after the Covenant War, technically. So, maybe not, but still, they shouldn't have gotten an idea of how to make more Spartans without kidnapping children like they did in the future. Anyways, I'm just talking about Halo War now. We should probably move on. I don't know.
Yeah. Really, at the end of the day, it's a show that God help me, help us, we hope gets canceled before season 2. That's all.
That would be nice. But then it won't be because Paramount...
Bless up.
Because Paramount Plus needs content.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I've heard, like, anybody really naturally talking about this show at all.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just... I've seen, like, a few blog articles, but just, like, of people talking about watching it, it's just you two. That's literally it.
We're the only ones out. It's actually only been us watching this whole time, which, boy, that's tough.
Us and the Halo Reddit.
Yeah.
And the Halo Reddit. If you haven't gotten those posts, there's some bangers in there. Boy, people kept trying to defend this show up until right near the end.
Oh. And they're like, never mind. Okay.
Then it got negative. I don't know. It got real dark. It got real
dark. Or maybe people were optimistic and shadowing the Micaiah stuff. And then by episode 7, everybody jumped ship. Once the sex scene happened, and then everybody knew the show was garbage.
This is done. This is done. This is done.
Over-demon.
We all agree, right? This is done. Vote. Put your hands up. Vote. It's done. It's done.
Halo's dead. Where's season 2? Halo's dead.
And it doesn't really help that this show is also coming out.
Season 2 for the
Infinite,
game, by the way.
And all that stuff going on, too, and, like, struggling around that. And what is Halo now, and where do we go with this? And yeah, there's questions there.
How fucking dare they release a Halo cookbook, motherfuckers?
Fuck the cookbook, right? Yeah. Speaking of cooking... You know what's cooking? Disco Elysium's cooking. In my household, this is what we cooking. You like Disco Elysium?
I tried it.
I'm role playing Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks. That's what I'm doing. And I'm really enjoying it. I am so deep into Disco Elysium, I can't even tell which way is up. This is game of the year, Disco Elysium. Why did I not play this game sooner? Disco Elysium. Yeah, it's so good. I really, really enjoy it.
Are you playing the new director's cut version or whatever? Mm-hmm.
With voice acting? Oh,
yeah,
the voice
maybe if I
so
did
good.
It with voice acting, I would be fine.
Oh, the voice acting.
I'm so tired and lazy lately.
That's very good. I like it because then I can just, because you have that quick save thing, I really do play it like, here's like a little tidbit or something like that. Or I'll wander around, have a podcast on, I'll pause the podcast when I'm about to do dialogue, I'll unpause it, you know, do that kind of stuff.
Wait, are you like using the quick save to scam your rolls and stuff though?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, because that's not please. Good.
No.
Are you going to question the D&D master?
A GM?
GM?
Are you going to question your GM, Mary?
What? Are you really?
Come on.
Okay, fine.
I ran one for years. Anyway, it was fun. I think what I've been doing is just like quick saving. Like I'll play like 5 minutes quick save, you know? Or like, here, let me get this one thing done. Let me go talk to this one person, quick save, close it, go play Fortnite, which is a nightmare that I have going on in the background also, or something like that, you know, or quick save, let me go put a gazebo up, or something like that, so, that kind of stuff.
Congratulations on the new gazebo, by the way.
Thank you. Big blessings. Bless up. Yeah, it's fun. I really like it. The voice acting, I think, helps, definitely, for me. Makes it much more interesting. Gives the voice acting they've chosen is really good, like really high quality in a way I'm like, wow, this actually is like better than a lot of stuff I've heard with voice acting lately. It's like well delivered lines, well written, kind of funny.
Yeah, I was about to say the writing is good, so I can imagine the voice acting being fun, like if they got the right people. But
they got a guy to do Motorhead, Measurehead or whatever, the super racist like Islander dude who guards the union thing. Like, they got him to record all those lines and it's super crazy. Like, it's like he's perfect for the role. It's such a it's really good. And then I'm also approaching, I know some people approached it as like a CRPG. I'm going at it like a detective game. Like I'm trying to be a detective here. I'm trying to solve this. I'm a sad cop. I'm a sad cop, but I'm also a good detective. That's what I'm here for. Dale Cooper. Out here.
I died twice. Okay.
I reached for a light bulb.
Yeah, that's how I died.
I restarted. I reached for the tie first time, got the tie. Got put on the tie. I was like, finally, I did it. All right. Now let's start this game. Oh, I wonder what happens when I turn the light on and turn on the light bulb, immediately die too because the light hurts too much because I'm hungover. So I died twice in a row. So that's a good way to start this game. Wonderful. But yeah, go ahead, Mary. What were you going to ask?
Oh, I was just going to ask, like, so you're playing it like an adventure game, so you're not really worrying about stats too much then, right? You're just going...
No, I have no idea what I don't know what I'm putting points into, really. Okay. I'm mainly Inland Empire, which gives you another voice that's kind of all about, like, weird mysteries and stuff like that.
Yeah, that one's neat.
And then usually I'm just putting points into different, brain research nodes or whatever they're called, where you can just think about a thought. So, yeah, it's cool in that respect.
I should try that again, but I never have time to play anything, so what am I talking about? There was a game I wanted to play this weekend, and I didn't get to play it, so whatever. Boo-hoo.
It's tough. But that's 1,000 Disco Elysium. There you go. I like
it. You're enjoying it. That's good.
Sean, tell me about a game you played. What you've been playing?
Was the game Horror House for the PC 8800, Mary? I'm just gonna link this. Whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of good CRPGs, and this one's actually good, unlike Disco Elysium or something.
Okay, I think you need to go or, and at least, check yourself before you
record. Or at least it's relevant in 2022. Just kidding. Citizen Sleeper. Let's talk about fucking Citizen Sleeper. It's fucking so fucking cool.
Great game. Like, very good.
I don't play games like these often where it's like narrative. Having fun over there, Albie?
You know. Sorry, my dad was waving at me and telling me that he wanted to know if I was on.
Citizen Sleeper, it's a game where you, like pretty much where it's all pretty much narrative where you're what do they call them? See, I forgot all the terminology.
A sleeper.
I probably should have realized that with the title of the game. Anyways, you're a sleeper. You try to escape your company, which is for savage work, whatever.
I assume it's kind of like a Matrix thing where the person signs a contract, puts himself into the Matrix, but the Matrix is like a robot body that they then use to work on like a facility or something.
Basically,
like
you skip your human body to go into a robot body, but to do that, you have to sign a contract with the company, and you're basically working for them for the rest of your life.
And it's hell. You're basically trapped in hell.
And you can tell how hell it is because you're somebody who tries to escape from that, and you manage to escape, and you escape on a how do you describe it? A space station, I guess.
Spaceship that you then land at a space station.
Space station, and you gradually learn more about it and its history. But you're this dude. You're down in your dumps. The person who finds you gives you work, and you work your way from there, and you gradually learn more and more people.
New storylines, that kind of stuff.
And all that's happening via dice rolls, pretty much. Like, every action you do, so, beginning of the day, you get, like, 5 dice rolls, between 1 and 6, and you use those dice rolls to do an action. And the dice you get, the number on the dice will tell you if you are successful or not in doing an action. So, like, if you have a 6, if you do an action and you have a 6, that pretty much guarantees you that you'll do a critical success. So, something good. So, you'll complete it and you'll get an extra bonus. But if you use, like, a 1, then that means you're probably going to get a critical failure. So you'll probably take a little bit of damage, and sometimes you take a little bit of damage or whatever. So it's a neat way to let you pick and choose what storylines you want to go after. Because like basically the whole gameplay is pretty much deciding what storyline you want to go after, and using these dice rolls because there's a timer that. A timer that goes down that promotes force.
Gotta get off the ship before the timer hits.
Gotta get off the ship. So it kind of forces you to like pick and choose what storylines you want to go after, thinking what storylines going to help me get off the ship or help me solve the problem. So, basically what's cool about the game is all the storytelling. The game goes.
Yeah, it sounds very replayable because of the whole stat choice thingy. The, like, dice roll choices.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
And they have different character classes at the beginning, so it's a little bit more replayable in that way, too.
I'm not sure it's that replayable because basically the only thing that really matters is the storylines. So I definitely do want to play it again because, like Albie said, there is a second class. Or there's just actually 3 classes in total. But that's basically just tells you like what your starting stats are, because there are stats, but stats aren't like super important to like storytelling. So, but there are 3 different endings. So I definitely want to replay it to get a different ending. I think there's 3 different endings, but
there's a lot of endings.
Yeah.
Okay, well that makes sense then.
But they're all variations on different things. You know, anyway.
Game's great because I love all the cyberpunk storytelling, sci-fi storytelling, and all the different characters you meet. Like, you meet a mercenary that's like, you gotta help them get their ship back to up and running, and then the twist at the end is very heartwarming.
Yeah, tough, isn't it? Brutal. Did you get that ending with her?
I brought her along to meet her former partner, and
there's a full ending for her too.
I mean, I want to play
this game. It sounds neat.
I mean, I got an ending with her.
So don't spoil it.
That's saying you could leave the ship with her. There's a way to get and leave the ship ending with her. This is what I'm saying, like an end of the game credits kind of thing.
With her? With the mercenary?
With her, with the mercenary lady, well, yeah.
You can turn it into a dating game? Is that what I'm hearing?
There are definitely, kind of.
I know.
Cool. Actually, yeah, it's making me think of Tokimeki Memorial, the way you're talking about it.
So. There's definitely a little, I could see lineage
the
there.
The day-to-day.
You're right, it's definitely.
Having a timer.
It's definitely like that. Like, there's definitely, like, swear stat grinding you can do. But stat grinding is more of just like grinding to make sure your hunger stays up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's so neat.
Sounds like the stress stat in Tokimeki Memorial. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
You would like this game, Mary. It's very quick too. It's not like you can play it probably over a weekend and get like done with it.
Completed it in one night.
One run. I guess you could say.
One run is about 7 to 8 hours. I love the game so much, I binged it all in like one day for my first playthrough.
It's so good.
And it's great.
I have to start that today. You guys are making me want to play something other than Rogue.
There's a whole like hacking thing in it where you can use dice to like get data off of like an interweb thing, which is really
neat.
Pretty wild.
I made a fucking kitchen out of back of a bar. So now I have a place to cook my mushrooms now.
Excellent. Okay.
I'm confused.
Shrooms.
This game sounds, I don't know. I need to try it.
Go ahead.
Is it basically just menu based? Are you just like hitting menus and reading stuff?
The whole thing is the menu. Yeah, this whole thing is like, only thing you pretty much see is a view. Picture of the space station, and then whenever you get into conversation, the portrait of the person you're talking to is there.
Okay.
It could be like a board game almost, right?
Yeah,
like
it's
very top down. You're very looking. It's like you pick up a card that you read. You go like, oh, well, I can use this or this and this to get this reward out of this, which contributes.
So I'll bring this up now. A sweet joke, like 3 weeks ago, if there was a podcast, when Loot Riser trekked to Yomi and Surgeon Sleeper came out, I was gonna say you have your crappy roguelike Dark Souls ripoff. You had your Akira Toriyama ripoff game,
Kurosawa.
Toriyama. I remember it name 3 weeks ago, and then you have Citizen Sleeper, the D&D game. If you don't have any friends, because you play it by yourself.
This sounds very good now.
It's definitely reminds me. Yeah, it's definitely it definitely feels like a D&D game by yourself because it's pretty much all storytelling with a little bit of dice rolling. So that's basically the game. I fucking love it. I think it's great because the storytelling in it is very, very good.
The music bops.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good music.
Whenever it pops up, it's pretty good. Yeah.
When I was a little kid, do you guys remember the Choose Your Own Adventure books or whatever?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, they had, like, an RPG system version like that where you actually had a character and, like, hit points and stuff, and it sounds a lot like those books where...
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Super light role-playing.
It definitely feels like a Choose Your Own Adventure, but, yeah. But more fleshed out, yeah.
Cool.
A light role-playing, a board game. Or something like that, like some kind of just.
That sounds really very basic. Fun, and I love cyberpunk crap. So
you will love it.
I think it's
right up your alley. I'll say that.
I made it a fucking apartment, and then once I made the apartment, a cat moved in. And I fed the cat every single night. Cat, you didn't get anything.
Oh, every night.
I didn't get anything from it, but every night I fed the fucking cat.
Never get anything.
Every
Gotta
night.
Feed the cat.
Feed the cat.
My headcanon is I left enough money with that one guy who was my friend to keep feeding the cat every night. Talk to my mushroom man who could keep
man.
Taking care of my cat.
You gotta leave with
I love my mushroom.
You gotta do. You gotta leave with the man. Cause fucking him and leave with the man and the child. The child just
man
of
the shot. See, you know? See, I just, left with the mercenary.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I need to try this. This sounds fun.
I did that ending too, though. The one where you leave. I thought that ending when he went in a colony ship was dark.
I mean, yeah, when he fucking talks about
when you're in it.
When it's like,
yeah,
in the future, this is what's going to happen to you. But for now, just enjoy your time together for now.
It's like, okay, maybe they should stay on the station. I don't know.
You know.
There's some cool stuff.
Yeah. I want to play again.
Okay.
And get different endings. Apparently it's
well, I hope they make more. I hope they make more of those because they're bite sized. They're fun. They're kind of almost like a perfect Game Pass game. They're like a lot. That's just good for a weekend.
I'm gonna make it my mission to play and beat this game, hopefully multiple times, so I can talk about it properly with y'all.
And obviously, I guess it's very fun. Obviously, I guess the downside is there's no voice acting. So if it's hard for you to get through a bunch of text, then it's probably not for you. But
well, if it's smaller, like, I don't know.
It's definitely smaller, so I don't think it's that big of a problem. It's not. There's enough time in between text logs that you're doing stuff that I don't think it's that big of a problem.
Okay.
But I play JRPG, so I don't know the.
Yeah, that's true.
Text don't bother him.
The Trails games, so.
Yeah. talk to every NPC dog.
Okay.
He different.
They're different. Sorry, there's no.
You born different.
Sorry, there's no NPCs in this game, so don't worry.
Okay, good. They're all important NPCs. It sounds like.
And I didn't even fucking get. I didn't get to cook the last mushroom. That guy feels so bad. Ran out of time.
He wanted that mushroom. He wanted that mushroom.
Fucking so mushrooms are so far away, dude. Why are they all? Whatever.
I get you.
Takes forever, man. To get your garden.
I know it does. And you have to grow the mushrooms, and it takes like 7 weeks to grow
mushrooms.
Fucking
forever to grow
mushrooms. Jesus Christ! Come on, mushrooms!
I just want some fucking mushrooms, dude.
And it's like only like a 1/3% chance to drop the one kind of mushroom you need at the end, and you're like, motherfucker!
Yeah, man. Commune. Fuck them guys. They fucking want my mushrooms? I'm too busy cooking with them. Fuckers.
I need these mushrooms, and I need them now. Okay, Mary, tell me about Rogue Legacy 2.
I'm still playing it. It's very, very fun. Mm-hmm. I can actually beat the bosses this time. I don't know if I got better or if the game got better. I kind of want to go back to Rogue Legacy 1 now and see if I can actually like play stuff.
Right.
I might. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I just sucked at Rogue Legacy like 10 years ago or whatever.
I think everybody did.
10 years ago. Yeah.
The game was pretty brutal.
Yeah. But I feel like I have it down now, and it's the bullshit, the amount of bullshit in each level, each area now is definitely ramping up, but I feel like with the power-ups, I am able to handle it. I don't feel like I'm hitting a wall and have to grind or anything. But maybe that's just because I naturally suck, so I naturally grind a lot.
I mean, for the first game, I definitely felt like I didn't love it. Unlike everybody else, because it felt like you needed to grind up to get past.
Right.
It didn't feel like a game where you learn how to get better. A game that felt like you grinded to get better. How does the second one feel?
It feels. You can actually get to the bosses now, and the bosses are kind of like the wall, and that kind of feels like you have to grind sometimes and is bullshitty because right. Or you just have to be super lucky with like certain relics to drop like in the castle and you have a good build. I don't know. Yeah, it definitely feels more balanced, but it's not as balanced as it could be for sure. But also, like, I'm thinking of, like, Symphony of the Night, and a lot of the bosses are pushovers in that game and are kind of broken, and none of them are like that, thankfully, which I think would probably be worse than, like, them being a little too difficult and feeling like I need to grind. Pardon me. I haven't talked in forever. But yeah, so far the difficulty level doesn't really feel like bullshit, but it's also a game that I have constantly running, and whenever I get a chance, like, I'll be like, oh, okay, let me turn on this podcast to the side that I missed and play some Rogue Legacy and just, I don't know, kill stuff. And I don't know, just the side-scrolling action RPG thing is bad. That's like my favorite kind of game, so it's great for me to just kind of zone out too, which is what I've needed the past couple weeks because it's been super busy. People getting sick, moving people's rooms around, reorganizing all sorts of crap. Like, it's spring cleaning craziness right about now. So, yep.
I get that. 2013 is when the first Rogue Legacy came out.
Yeah, yeah. So that's more than 10 years. Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, my biggest question pretty much with the second game is, like, 9 years.
Yeah.
We're getting old. Damn.
Basically, like,
brain don't work.
The roguelite genre, if you want to call it that, has expanded drastically since the first game. Right. So this game was part of the first wave of, like, pioneers with the roguelite genre. And now, since then, like, Hades and all these other, all like, 500 billion card-based roguelites came out. So, like, I wonder, like, and, like, looking back, I think Rogue Legacy 1 was kind of generic. And, like, I admittedly wasn't the hugest fan, but, like, I was wondering what 2 would do to, like, make it relevant, like, at all. Like what does it do, like, differently to make it, like, impactful? Like,
I don't think I haven't played Hades still. I haven't played Dead Cells. Mm-hmm. I haven't played a lot of the other, like, ones that are like it. So, I guess I can't really speak to that. Like, I know people like the characters in Hades a whole bunch.
Are there characters in Rogue Legacy too?
No, not really. I mean, there are characters that you kind of unlock, but they're not really characters. It's fine. Like, they're just menus. They're just bonuses that you can get, basically.
Okay.
The writing is really cute, though. Like, whenever you do actually talk to people, it's not boring. Like, it's well written, but I don't play that game for, like, the characters in any way. Yeah, I don't know. Just the random generated areas, like, that was a big thing.
A big draw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Bloodstained, they were going to add a roguelite mode to it, and then they never did. Mm-hmm. They canceled it, and I would have loved to have played that. Like, but I'm trying to think, like, what other games are in that genre. Like, to be honest, I play the ones that are roguelikes instead of roguelites more. Like the Mysterious Dungeon games and stuff, where, they're run-based, but they are totally run-based, and you're not, like, building up something in the background. I guess they're balanced that way to be more run-based. And, yeah,
How about Risk of Rain 2? You played some
Risk of Rain 2. But that is just totally run-based. That you're not building, like, something in the background. Like, you're...
At the same time, right?
Yeah, that roguelite thing does kind of make it grindy and bullshitty, and that might be why I kind of don't like or haven't played any other roguelites, just roguelikes that are run-based entirely. Okay. Like Jupiter Ascending, that was a game that I played last year. That's totally a roguelike. And I'm just more into that side, I guess. And this is close enough to being run-based feeling. It doesn't feel like I have to unlock the bullshit. It just kind of naturally happens.
It's kind of like Binding Isaac or something like that.
I haven't just even, like, played that either. Okay. I was too old for the Binding of Isaac games when they came out.
That's fair. I was too old for it too, but I played them. Yeah. Okay.
Self-imposed thing. I was like, this is for teens.
Disagree.
25.
This is for teens.
Hard disagree.
I know. Well, it was like, I don't know, just the
no, it makes,
fuck
no,
you, mom, fair. Part of it.
Fair enough.
It's fair. That's fair. No, you got it.
I don't come to the... Whatever. That's fine. You ruined my joke anyways. It's fine.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I get what you're saying. I don't know how it would compare. I mean, it's such a diverse genre, it's almost difficult to compare those kind of games, too, you know? Like,
yeah. But I would say roguelites are bad when they feel like you are hitting a wall because you have to pump more numbers into shit in the background between runs. Like, right. If I ever hit that, I'm like, this is a bad roguelite. It should feel natural. Because the natural sense of progression is what I like about RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to fix it, but if you hit like a major wall and it just feels like bullshit for bullshit's sake, then mm-hmm. No, don't do that to your game. That's what I don't like. That's kind of nebulous, but
no, it makes sense because like when I played Darkest Dungeon, that's one of the things that kind of made me bounce off it a little bit was the sense that like no matter what I did. Like, it's going to take, like, 100 runs to get this done, you know? Like, no matter, like, how well my run goes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a hard line, because if you need to know how a boss works before you fight it, fine, sure, that's one thing. Okay, I learned this mechanic, it's weak to this, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if it's just, like, I straight up can't do enough damage no matter what, just because I need to pay money to get more attack, like, that's not good.
Yeah. Like, I need to be level 6 to get into this one thing or something like that. Yeah,
I can consistently get to this boss, and the only reason I'm being held back is because of that. Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm.
I get you. Okay. Cool. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, though, at least. Rogue-like.
Yeah. I feel like if I didn't suck and I wasn't so brain dead and playing this while, like, sick and moving crap around, I probably would have beaten it by now, but I suck, so there you go. I've
but
beaten
hey.
Like half the bosses so far.
It's pretty good for being sick, let me tell you. I don't have a rogue legacy.
I was trying to throw up yesterday, and I almost watched the Halo TV show, but I was worried it was going to make me throw up, actually.
Maybe you needed it, you know? Maybe you should have watched that, and maybe it would have helped
gotten
you.
It out, yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other games you played, lady?
I mean, there are, but it's not worth talking about. I got Rem in Princess Connect, everybody. Oh, boy. I got Rem and Ram.
Finally, we got Rem and Ram. Yeah. Finally.
Yay.
Yeah, nobody wants to play. I got the cat maid. And
well,
she's great.
What?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
In Idolmaster, I was talking.
He's awake.
Last time we were talking about Idolmaster, I was talking about the limited SSRs they were coming out with, and they were maids. One of them was a cat maid. She had a little tiny hat and everything, and it said all over her outfit, it just has the words cat maid written in English, like in cursive. And that's pretty good. She's a purple cat maid with cat ears. It says cat maid everywhere. Her tail is holding a teacup. It's pretty great.
Always or just
yes,
sometimes?
Yes, always, yeah.
Does she ever put it down? Because I feel
no.
like I would get
well, I think it
sore,
moves around
you know?
A little. It's not a real tail. I don't know. I don't know how it's attached or anything. But
is it like a plug based or?
I was trying to be classy with it. Thank you.
It's nice to know.
But yeah, I got 2 out of the 3 limited maids. I didn't get the 3rd maid. Made me sad, but whatever.
Speaking of mobile games, y'all see that new Super Auto Pets patch where they put out the 3rd pack for Super Auto Pets?
No.
And it has strawberries!
Oh.
Like 700 new fucking animals that I have no idea what they do. And new lines for your teams. It's pretty good.
Are the strawberries good?
Yeah.
Strawberries meta.
So, like, you get a hummingbird, right? The hummingbird's ability is it gives +1, +1, +1, +2, something like that, to any strawberry friend which are people who have strawberry fruit attached to them. So
I like how you're just regretting your decisions today, Sean. Just like
strawberries. Pretty good. I don't know.
It's past my bedtime.
I like it.
Not to listen to fucking Albie.
Yeah.
Yell strawberries.
Talk about strawberries.
Hey, but I got to hear about Citizen Sleeper, and that sounds like it might be one of my favorite games this year if it's cool. Woo! So,
well, I guess we can wrap up with a little news if you guys want.
I know, yes, sure. Mary for multiple games, but I only get one game to talk
Sean,
about.
Sean, what other games? Move on. Playing? Move on. Now, what other games?
You're already disrespecting me. Move on.
Just you said you wanted to. You said I was past your bedtime, and I'm keeping you up saying strawberries, so I didn't want to. I wanted to try to move on for you. Strawberries. Okay. Let me talk to you about Silent Hills. It's a little news.
Oh, God.
Bloober team is thinking. No. Nobody wants to.
I mean,
talk about
I'll wait until
Bloober.
It's actually announced or whatever and they show something. Then we can talk about it. But yeah, rumors. I think it's interesting that as part of these rumors, though, at last E3, everybody was going nuts about, oh, they're going to show a new Silent Hill. They're going to show a new Silent Hill.
Oh, please.
And it
please.
Didn't happen. And apparently, it's just because Konami didn't want to show it yet. But it is. Supposedly happening, so there you go. We'll see. Maybe.
I do like how Konami is getting somewhat interesting again, because apparently, like, starting with a few years ago, they're making the most of their money by video games again. Granted,
well,
it's with, like, gacha games. All right, go ahead.
Well, after Animal Crossing did so much money in Japan, like, at the beginning of COVID, they realized, oh, shit, people can't...
We've made...
Yeah, maybe we could make more money from video games actually after all, since they never passed that gambling law in Japan and people are not going out to play pachinko because they might die.
That's
so
true.
Maybe
I mean, think
we
about...
should make real video games again, maybe. Hmm.
Like Club
or
Sega's...
Get, or pay somebody else to make them, because we can't make video games ourselves.
Yep. Offset the cost. Let's just do licensing deals.
Use our IP and we'll publish it. There you go.
And then maybe we get bought out by Sony. Please, God. Please,
God. That Yu-Gi-Oh game apparently makes them a lot of money.
Yeah, no.
A ridiculous amount, one would say. Not even, doesn't even seem real, the amount of money that they
can I don't think it's Fortnite money, but sure.
That's true.
It's good compared to pachinko.
And
sure.
Health clubs. Health clubs.
I mean, Club Sega closed. Like, a bunch of Club Segas have closed in Japan.
Yeah.
There's certainly been that kind of, like, a lot of people are just not going out for that stuff anymore, you know? Like,
well, there's basically no tourism right now in Japan.
Right.
Stuff was closing early. Coronavirus is still a huge problem over there. So, yeah.
Asian countries actually treat it like it's still a thing.
That's true.
But, yeah, so that means they're traditioning more to video games.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that means they're going to make more premium video games, I'm not sure.
Right.
We don't know yet, because they haven't really announced.
Probably not.
I mean, there's rumors are there are three Silent Hill games they're making, so maybe.
It'd be... I don't know what else I would want, though. You know, like, Silent Hill is kind of the thing
them.
I want.
I don't... Let me look up this exact rumor, because we should say, like, there's, like, several Silent Hill games supposedly coming from a bunch of different people.
There's the one from Bloober Team, which I do not excited about. That's a remake of Silent Hill 2, which is like, oh, boy. Like, I played The Medium a little bit. I did not like The Medium.
No one did.
No.
It was not one of my favorites. I should try it again at some point. I was trying to get into horror games more of there for a while because I love Resident Evil 7 so much. But I just did not. I bounced really hard off Medium. They also made... Didn't also Bloober Team make the one that's the Blair Witch game? I think it was Blair Witch. I also didn't like
yes,
Blair
they
Witch.
Did. Yeah, sorry. They made that in Observer recently. Which I thought was okay, but it wasn't.
We talked about Observer.
Every time they tried to be scary in that game, it was just more annoying.
What's the rumor, Mary?
The rumor is multiple Silent Hill projects are currently in development at studios around the world. Sources have told VGC, Video Games Chronicle, and could include a remake, full sequel, and story-focused episodic series. So
the episodic is, I think, Annapurna is supposed to be making it. One of Annapurna Studios.
Yeah, and the remake of 2 is supposed to be supposedly by Bloober.
You know what I would love to see? I would love to see Annapurna just like, hey, we have a bunch of studios we work with. Anybody want to make just a short, just kind of a bite-sized Silent Hill game? We'll put them all together into like a pack. Like, I think that'd be a neat idea.
What's really disappointing in this story is that Supermassive Games, like the people that did Until Dawn and the Man of Medan games and the Quarry coming out in June, involved in talks for a episodic series of short stories that were all going to be like, oh, this person is in Silent Hill, this person went to Silent Hill, and blah blah blah. And apparently that became the Dark Pictures games after they didn't work it out with Sony. But that could have been so cool. Like, I trust them to do a Silent Hill game.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, but apparently they're not. But yeah, a lot of people have been pitching them. And I guess, yes. And also, an unknown Japanese studio is also working on a mainline Silent Hill project.
Japanese studio.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be a mainline entry in the series.
What's a Japanese studio that I would trust to make a new Silent Hill game?
I don't know.
I don't think Kojima Productions is. I don't think so. Interesting. Okay. Well, something to keep an eye on. I just wanted to talk about Silent Hill. Apologies.
Actually, there's a follow-up to this. The boss of Bloober, their CEO, had an interview with IGN recently. Let's see.
The Bloober?
Yes, the CEO of Bloober.
Mr. Bloober?
Piotr Babieno. We can't comment on anything we are doing because we appreciate our relationship with our partners, of course. So we can't say anything. We will officially make an announcement about our future projects as soon as we can. So then you will know much more officially. So he's like, yeah, we're basically
E3.
We're working
get ready
on
for
Silent Hill. Yes. Okay.
Summer Games Expo. Please be excited. Yeah.
But this part that sounds bad, his quote that does not sound great. I would say that it's hard to work with someone who owns an IP you're working on, but we are always talking with those licensors saying, guys, we would like to use your license, but we would like to tell our own story. If we are not able to tell our own story, if we will not have creative freedom, it doesn't make sense because Bloober Team will not make a great game. If you are in a prison, you will not be able to fly. So that's why we are trying to only make those titles in which we are feeling, okay, it will be a Bloober Team game, not someone else's. So even on the project we can't talk about, it will still be a Bloober Team title. So that makes me go, oh no. Like,
oh no.
We need to make this Silent Hill game feel like it's one of our own games. So
we gotta make a Silent Hill game
a
Bloober.
On a remake of Silent Hill 2, which, fine, whatever, like, I guess. Yikes. I don't know.
Maybe we can only hope that game is actually a new game instead of Silent Hill 2, which is like...
I mean, just the real Silent Hill 2 will always exist, even if you can't purchase
it. In our
hearts. Like, you can find it somewhere.
Just like Final Fantasy VII.
Well, Final Fantasy VII, they've re-released multiple times, and...
That's true.
They didn't have to take out voice acting or fuck up everything
just
involved in textures.
Just let Capcom make a new one. Just let Put the team that makes those great Resident Evil remakes and let them do Silent Hill.
I don't
Hill.
Want that either. I don't.
Come on!
I mean, they are the Canadian studio that makes, like, these new Resident Evils. They are good at making really gross places. And that's
the grossest.
Neat. It is very gross. And Silent Hill has a lot of gross. There's a lot of reaching your hand into toilets and unknown holes with unknown
puke. It's not holes.
Yeah.
Silent Hill 4 is all holes.
Yeah.
And it's just scary.
I like not Silent holes. Hill 4. I don't care what anybody says. But, but yeah. I don't know.
There you go.
Maybe those games will be good. Sounds like we're going to hear about them very soon, because I don't think the CEO would be talking like that. Saying like, "Oh, we'll hear about it soon." If we weren't going to. So there you go.
So how long until E3? Anyway, not E3, Summer Games Fest, summer fucking announcement time.
I don't
window.
Know.
Okay.
I think there's some schedule out there that Kotaku put out of like all the press conferences that have been announced, but I do not have it on me or memorized.
I know we have it set up in Discord, but I forget what the date is.
Well, in June sometime is what I imagine.
Okay. I'm excited about it.
It's coming up. It's almost the end of May.
That's all the news I had, guys. Let's go to Sean now. What games you got?
Fuck off. What's I won't curse. I'll stop the cursing. Sorry. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Please. There are
this is a Christian podcast for kids.
This is a Kristen stream, please.
June 12th, because that's when the Xbox presentation is. Sorry, Xbox and Bethesda Game Showcase 2022.
Oh, man, June 12th, that's fucking...
That's like a month.
Oh,
man,
we'll
that's
see
like...
more of Starfield, weeks. I guess, but...
We're going to have predictions at some point here, folk, because that's in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start thinking about what you think. Next podcast, we'll sit down and that'll be what we do.
I don't know what I think about video games anymore. Everything's gotten all fucked up, it feels like.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll wrap up here.
I like how you mentioned Kojima Productions, but you don't even talk about the rumor that happened with them this week.
See, I want to admit, not a clue what you're talking about.
Norman Reedus was in a normal celebrity interview, and he mentioned something about starting work on Death Stranding 2. So,
I need
to start up. I got the director's cut on my
computer,
and I want to play that game again. That game's
Mary,
good. The game's good.
Okay,
Shut
the
up.
Gameplay is good. The story is shit, but the gameplay is pretty good.
I kind of like the story, too, to be
Oh,
honest.
My God, Mary.
It's probably because of the situation I was playing it,
no,
trying
fair.
To have a kid and everything, so it hit different.
Listen, I'll tell you this. I think back on that time when Cry Havoc or whatever plays, that song plays, and you're walking down that hill. I think about that moment in video games. It's really good. I mean, let me tell you. Almost, the whole game's worth that moment of... You walking down towards the city on the coast.
There are
whatever.
A lot of those moments if you beat the game. That's all I'll say. It's
but also,
good.
I have no idea how you would make a second one of those. Because it's not really set up in a way to do
Especially
that.
Especially with Norman Reedus' character at the end of the game. I'm like, why? But, maybe it'll be VR missions or something stupid. Who knows?
Or I could see them doing some kind of like, well... It'll just be, hey, we'll bring in Norman Reedus. We're making another game. He's going to be the main character or something like that. You know, like a different.
It could be, yeah, totally. He didn't necessarily say Death Stranding 2. He said, we're working on a new one. We're working on the new game.
The new one.
So he didn't. It could be whatever. Who knows? But if it's more Death Stranding, I would like it because I did like that game. But I don't know what the fuck they would do.
I don't either.
It could be a movie. Who knows?
I would watch a Death Stranding movie. You bet your bottom dollar I would.
He said game, so...
But I would still watch a movie.
I don't know.
Who knows?
And I guess Kojima tweeted about playing with action figures, and that's a thing that he famously does when he's working on a game, is he will, like, set up scenes and try and plot them out with action figures. Like, he's playing out the scene.
I mean, listen, I played with Digimon when I was a kid. I get it, you know. You gotta go out there and set up some scenes, you know.
It's made him kiss.
What? Okay, moving on. Yeah, there's a lot of games out there.
Hey, Abby.
Yeah, go ahead,
Sean. You want to play Fall Guys? Now that it's free to play?
Oh my god.
We
are actually going to play that, though. Like,
I might.
We are going to play Fall Guys, though. Like, I'm in.
I'd rather play Fall Guys with everybody than Borderlands 3.
Oh. Well,
hey.
Free right now.
Well, guess what? You're in luck. You don't have to pick. Because I also am downloading Borderlands 3 right now. We can play all these games.
I bought that game when it came out, and I never finished it.
I bought it when it was on sale and never finished it.
Well, I'm excited to finally finish it with my friend.
I wish we got something for buying it now that it's free.
I wish you got something for buying it.
Yeah, like, give me a fucking shift key. Throw me a bone.
Please, come on. Give me a Fortnite skin. Come on.
I think they did give out Fortnite crap or something. I don't know. I never loaded up Fortnite, so...
Let's play some Fortnite.
No. Right? No. Okay. There's so many games that I want to play, and that is the very bottom of the list.
Okay, that's fair.
I need to play.
But Mary, you could get a Victory Royale. I believe in you in this game. You could definitely win.
If they're bots, then maybe.
I've got like 20 kills in a game. I rip and tear in a way against these poor kids. You could do it, Mary. I believe in you. That's all I got.
Are you playing the mode with no building still?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I would try that, but.
Yeah!
Mary, no.
Corruption.
At least there's no building.
Deepening.
Respect.
There's no building.
Respect your time. Come on.
You're right. Yeah, I much want to play that Citizen Sleeper game instead. I think I'm probably going to download that. Start it up right now. Fuck it.
Small download. Okay. Well, we'll wrap
and
up here, guys.
And
when
you do,
so
pick engineer, because that's the best class to start out
okay.
with.
Okay.
He's lying to you. Pick a hacker class.
No.
You don't even worry about hacker
until, like, at least a third of the way in. By then, you can scale up.
You know Game Pass game I want to play?
Go ahead.
The Somnium Files.
Yeah. I bought that,
okay.
And I haven't played
play
it.
That, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about, but I like everything about Private Eye games, so I might check that out. So,
one rainy night in November, a woman's body is found in an
abandoned theme park,
mounted on a merry-go-round horse.
Merry-go-round in a theme park? It's fine.
She
like
had been stabbed repeatedly, and her left eye was gouged out. Yeah, but it's anime.
And it's a visual novel, so you won't play it.
Yeah.
It
looks like it has 3D cutscenes. It's not just... Or at least the trailer.
I'm just
going to
play her story
like that.
Instead. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play her
story.
That
game's good, actually.
I'm going to solve some crimes. It's going to be
fun.
Great.
No, it's not.
It's so trashy, the actual plot. I love it.
I love a good trash.
It sucks. I don't like it.
It's super trashy. I think you would like it, Albie.
Al dente.
It's kind of trash.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will check it out.
But yeah, so Al Semi-Files is in the Danganronpa style of visual novel, so...
Dang,
which that's when Game Pass, you could just play that instead.
Oh yeah, man.
I have a confession. I started Danganronpa, by the way.
I know.
Let me play some games, you guys. Let's quit.
Yeah, I want to play.
All right, I'm trying to.
I want to play I want to play the Yumini Generation Special.
Yes, I still haven't played that yet. Yumini Mix.
Yumini, yeah, it looks so fucking cool. I'm gonna play my JRPG, Japanese JRPG game that I'm using. English transition with fan transition
now I
with
Horror House too.
Horror House.
Even running at rumsbags.com. At rumsbag.
I want to play because it's
like at gmail.com.
Because it's Falcon's like first game, so I feel obligated to play it.
Yes, I saw that.
That seems cool. It's a horror game on like the NES.
It's been Sean and Mary. Thank you for watching. Bye bye. What if I just leave the stream on, but like it's a black screen?
We just play video games.
Just play video games right now?
You just
fun?
Have the Mixlr version.
Apparently, you played Narco 2, because apparently that's very good.
I hear good things about Narco.
Yeah, I've heard good stuff about that as well.
I mean, let's be honest here. Narco
oh, they have Vampire Survivors on here now. That's funny.
Vampire Survivors. I saw that, too. Pretty good game. But this
V
yeah,
Rising
it's
also
like
just came out. It's real good.
$2. No, it's not.
Hey, guys, how about a gazebo?